calling Crawford Mortuary. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Is Andrew there?
He is. May I tell him what's calling, please?
Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Thank you for holding. This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. It's Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for calling back. Sorry, I couldn't talk earlier.
Oh, no problem. So I know we had discussed a few weeks back that you guys are looking to maybe do some working capital because you have some things coming up in the pipeline and you're looking to establish a relationship with the bank. I just wanted to follow up with you and kind of see, you know, if you have any idea of like what kind of those projects are going to be, things like that.
We do actually. We've got we have 8 funeral homes, and one of them we're in the process of remodeling. And due to the nature of the business that we're in, we have to kind of do it piece by piece because we can't ever not be functional.
Oh yeah.
So for instance, if we're remodeling the chapel, we can't use the chapel or the preparation room, and so that's going to be a relatively big project. But it's something that we want to do in the next 90 days. I mean, we're working on it. And it's possible, I don't know how likely, that we may be looking to build a crematory.
Okay.
Which would definitely require capital.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And so the good thing about what we do is we have the equipment financing and working capital. So some things like maybe for your crematory, that would fall under equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what that would be is like a traditional loan set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And our rates start in the single digits.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where are the single digits typically? Are they?
So it really depends on what you look like on paper, and you know exactly like what you guys are looking to do. So I wouldn't be able to give you an exact. I mean, some people get really great rates, some people get them a little bit higher. It kind of just depends on a few things like the type of equipment, the business owner's credit, and the time you've been in business. So there's a few different factors that kind of like fall into that. That we can like see, but we definitely also have a match or beat policy, so we normally get like really great deals for our customers there. So I think a lot of this especially with like the crematory. What else are you guys doing? Do you guys need an embalming room, things like that?
Well, part of the remodeling that we're going to do includes the preparation room. We need to redo the pipes as well as the flooring. You know, essentially we're remodeling the building.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know exactly what the cost would be, but I'm thinking ballpark $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Okay.
If we were to open a crematory, the machines themselves are $80,000 to $100,000. We'd probably do one, and then if necessary, open a second.
Okay.
And that's a very long, drawn out political process.
Okay.
You can't just go buy a building and put a crematory in there. You've got to go through AQMD, local politics, and we've been working on it for a long time, and we're almost at the point where we've got the green light and we can do it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's 3 weeks from now or a year from now or if it's never going to happen.
Okay, okay. Well, what we could do there is, do you guys have a quote yet for the equipment?
We have quotes for the equipment as well as the building. What we're looking at doing is there's a district, kind of city-owned cemetery in Lancaster, which is where we have 2 locations.
Okay.
And they have vacant space, and we're looking to lease their space, build the crematory, but it would be under our federal tax ID and license, not theirs.
Okay.
But because it's a publicly owned facility, it's a real long political process.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
But we have the permit, we've gotten most of the approval, but we just don't know for sure if it's going to happen.
Okay, well...
So if we go through underwriting, is it something where you would tell us we're approved for a certain amount and then we decide if we want to do it or not?
Yes. So basically what I would do for you is I would do two separate... I would want 2 separate applications. The first application would be for the equipment. So we would get all those quotes and... We would basically just need, it's a 1-page application, 6 months of bank statements, your business tax return, either 2015, or if you don't have 2015, it would be 2014 with a 2015 extension. and then the quote or invoices. And then what happens from there is, so we send that to underwriting, and then they come back, you know, with the numbers, with the rates, and then you have, that's good for like 90 days. So if within the next 90 days you want to start this, within the next 90 days you said, okay, we have the green light, everything's good, then you know exactly, you can just get financed like that. We could put it into your account right away. You wouldn't have to wait because you'd already have that approval.
Okay.
No. And then the And then the other thing I would say is for capital, for some of the things that the equipment won't cover, then I would get you guys like a capital approval as well, so that way you guys know exactly what we would do there is qualify you for the largest amount, and then you can just choose what you want to use. And then you obviously don't have any obligations to actually take anything if within the next 90 days nothing actually came into fruition.
Okay, and it's essentially like a line of credit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in addition to the taxes and the bank statements, do you need financial statements?
No.
Or are you off revenue?
Yeah, so for the capital, we just do it off revenue. So it's basically just the one-page application, 6 months bank statements, the tax return again. And then I think you guys accept credit cards, so it would be 4 months of your merchant processing statements.
Okay, now where that could be a bit tricky is we accept credit cards at 8 different locations.
At 8 different locations.
I believe we might use one machine for 2 because they're right across the street from one another, but every place has its own credit card terminal and its own set of reports. So we're going to have 7 or 8 for each month. We're also going to have probably 10 different bank statements that we need to produce. The way that we operate is the two locations that are up in Lancaster, we're working with a local bank that's up there. And so they're doing all of their banking for both locations there, 2 separate accounts plus a money market and a savings account. And the other 6 locations, are you familiar with sweep or zero balance accounts?
I've heard of them. I'm not too familiar with them.
The way they work is, say you have 5 accounts. You have one that's the main account that has the money. The other 4 have a zero balance. And if a check is written from one of them for $1,000, it would go to -$1,000, and then overnight, $1,000 from the main account would go into it.
Okay.
If a deposit came in for $1,000,
it would go to the main account.
And overnight, it would go in. And so, you know, ideally, if you're looking at 6 bank statements, there should be only cash in one of them. But at any given time, it's going to look like 2 are overdrawn or, you know, 2 have...
Okay. You know what? Now that you have mentioned that, I think I have seen something similar to that with like a different customer before, different client of ours.
Okay.
As long as we have that on file, that's how that works, then we would just be looking at that main account to say, okay, this is actually what the cash flow is in and out. Does that make sense?
Sure. Because we in total we have 11 bank accounts.
Okay. 11 bank accounts total. And so this renovation is for a brand new place, or you guys already have it?
It's an existing building. It's a mortuary that's been operating since 1971 that we acquired from the founder in 2013. And for a few years, they were looking to sell. It was family-owned for 40-plus years, and they were retiring. But with that, as they got towards the end, they weren't putting any money into it. And so it's very dated, and there's just a lot of kind of deferred maintenance that wasn't done that we're now dealing with. And it's existing. It's a profitable, functional business. It just needs to look better.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, and so you guys acquired it, and now that's why you're doing the remodeling and all the renovations piece by piece.
Correct.
Okay.
So there are 8 funeral homes total that are under the same federal tax ID. And so our corporation was founded in 1997. However, some of the locations have been running since the 50s or 60s or 70s. Essentially, we created 2 and we acquired 6.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. That's great for your business. So the other 3 are under 3 separate federal tax IDs?
No, they're all the same tax ID.
Okay, so 8 are in one and 3 in one?
Yeah, every bank account, every location will be under the same federal tax ID.
Okay, all of them. Okay,
so we basically created the business, built business 1 from scratch, built business 2 from scratch, same federal tax ID, and then started acquiring.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, that sounds like you guys have been doing really well.
It's been good. It's been a challenge too, though. We grew a little too quickly. You get some growing pains with that. We had five of the acquisitions were within about 120 days.
Oh wow!
It wasn't planned that way. It just kind of happened.
No, yeah, that's definitely like a blessing and a little bit of a curse, because you got to figure out how to deal with five new locations, right?
Sure. And what's FMLA and operating standards and computer equipment, all of that. It just it becomes a new animal.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But it's been a few years. We're at a good place. We're operating really well, and now we've got the right people in the right places. But we need some of the places to just look better. I mean, that's really all it is. It's kind of like if you owned a house and you're just doing a new kitchen.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand, and especially because when people come in, they want to see probably the best for their loved ones.
Absolutely, and we started doing it off cash flow. We haven't used credit. We've done the lobby and a couple of other places, but we're looking to do a much broader remodel. So I do think that the line of credit would be something that we could utilize very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how large are you looking at there?
Yeah, ideally, I know that underwriting, they're probably going to go, or you would go for the largest amount possible, and they're probably going to bring it down to what they consider to be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Is that typically how it's working with your bank?
Yeah. I mean, what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you guys can decide, you know, what sounds reasonable to you.
Okay. Grab money out of thin air and be able to do all of this immediately, I would think that the crematory, including the building and refurbishing, you're probably looking at about $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think deferred maintenance on the locations probably around $100,000, but it wouldn't all be used at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so around $100,000 for deferred maintenance, and then that's not including the equipment, correct? The equipment is the $80,000 to $100,000 for the equipment for the crematory.
Correct. So the $250,000 would include the equipment, which is basically the machines are about $80,000 to $120,000 each, depending upon what you buy. But you need to physically put them in a building, and you have to have specifications from that building. So you can't just rent an office and throw a crematory retort in.
Mm-hmm. And then, so is it like new or used?
The equipment would be new.
New, okay.
And remodeling would be new things. But the only piece of equipment we really need to buy is the crematory.
The crematory
itself.
Okay. And then how long does one of those last?
You can usually get 20-plus years out of them.
Okay.
I don't know what the typical, amortization schedule is for them. But I'd be surprised if something needed to be replaced within 20 years.
Okay.
Outside of damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Jason, do you have any idea how long a retort typically lasts? Yeah. So there'd be maintenance every couple of years, but the machine itself would not have to be replaced.
Okay. And then, since you don't have one now, what would your expected return on investment be? Like, how much money would you make off of it?
It's tough to say. Company-wide, we're probably performing cremations for about 1,300 people.
Okay.
That we're paying third parties to do. So we're paying about $300,000 a
year. Oh, wow.
Third parties to do cremations.
Okay, so definitely in the first year, you're gonna basically pay off the machine.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're paying $300,000 a year for people to do it, and it only costs you $120 to buy one yourself, it definitely makes more sense cost-wise to purchase one sooner rather than later.
Absolutely, and even if we didn't make money on it, just having the chain of custody and being able to tell families that from the time their loved one dies, they're in our care completely. There's no third party that's involved, so
liability
decreases.
Oh, yeah, liability decreases, and I bet it just adds, like, an extra level of trust.
Absolutely.
Because I'd be like, I don't know if I really want to, like, trust, like, a third party. Why wouldn't I just go to them right away?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. Who's the vendor that you guys are working with?
We're working with three different crematories. One is called All Caring Cremations. They're in Van Nuys.
No, I mean the vendor that you want to buy the cream.
Okay. I believe it's called American Crematory.
Okay, American Crematory. And it's a, what is it called, the machine called?
A retort.
Retort?
Retort, yes. R-E-T-O-R-T.
Okay, and have you worked with American Crematory before?
Well, we've met with them, but we currently do not operate a crematory anywhere. So
okay.
We do have people who are licensed crematory operators who have performed cremations, but our company hasn't.
Okay.
So some of the acquisitions, the employees who were there and are still with us performed cremation and had the ability to manage.
Okay,
but
perfect.
We would need to hire an additional employee because we'd probably be doing cremations around the clock.
Okay, so then would you need extra capital to hire the additional employee?
Yeah, honestly, I think that not cutting a check every time would pay for itself pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. And so, does American Crematory offer in-house financing themselves?
I don't know if they do.
Okay.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. We've met with them. We've looked at the machines. We've had them present at meetings with public officials in the area. But I don't know if it's.
I'm sure if they did, they would have told you by now.
Because
I mean, if they've already given you the quote, they would have probably said, "Here's the quote, and oh, by the way, we can help you finance it."
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so how long did you say you guys have been in business?
19 years.
19 years, and how would you rate? I mean, how many business owners are there total?
One.
One business owner. Okay, and how would do you know his or her credit off the top of your head?
As far as FICO?
Yeah.
I don't, but I'm sure there aren't issues.
Okay.
What's your qualification?
No, we don't really have any. I mean, we, like, depending on, what the credit is, the rates are a little bit different. So, but we work with programs with credit tiers A to D, so we have programs for everything.
Okay.
But credit does affect it just a little bit, just to see.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know what I mean?
And the only risk to credit rating would be, say, location number 3 has a bill that they forget to pay, and the account was opened under a social security number, not a federal tax ID.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows up as a late payment, even though it's really a business thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, that's probably going to happen when you have 8 locations probably cutting 300 checks a month.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it just, if we have like explanations like that, like the main thing we don't want to see are, tax liens.
No tax liens, no defaults, no judgments, no repossessions.
Yeah, things like that would make it a little bit riskier, but it doesn't sound like or the business owner has that, so I think you're okay there.
Yeah, and all of the acquisitions were financed. And
okay.
The ability to get that financing was not a problem.
Okay, so then it doesn't sound like you would have a problem. Okay.
So, but it could be if there's a utilization issue because of how much we borrowed. I don't know if that would come up. But if you're just looking at pure revenue and cash flow, we don't have any issues.
Yeah, no. I don't think we'll have any issues there. Okay. So it sounds like definitely equipment financing is like a really good fit, especially for the retort machine because we can get you that financed and that's going to pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Literally so fast for you. So that, I definitely think that that's something that we would want to get going right away. And like I said, once we get that approval in, then you can, wait on it. Since you said in the next 90 days is when you want to move on this. And then when you're ready, go ahead and purchase it. So,
now, how would it work, though, because we don't know if it would be 90 days or 360 days. Would it be... Should we just wait until we have an approval and then go for the loan, or should we try to get operating capital in the meantime figure it out when we have the green light?
What I would do is do both of them right away. That way you have it in your pocket. And then the only thing that changes, let's say 6 months from now versus today, is that we would just need updated bank statements. So everything else would already be in the system, so we wouldn't have to worry about that. So we would just say, okay, here's where we're at. We'll probably... looks like with the capital, looks like with this, you know, things are operating a little bit differently, but obviously your cash flow is still good, so it's all, that's like the only thing that would change. So what I would say is the sooner the better, that way you have that in your pocket for when you need it.
Okay, okay. And the email that you sent me included the application, correct?
I will resend it to you just to make sure I have both, because I'm not I can't remember off the top of my head if I sent you both applications. And then yeah, so do you know what you did in sales last year?
Total probably about, from what, how a bank would rate it, I'd say about $7.5 million.
Okay, and like what we rate is like your top line revenue, so your gross annual sales. So we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross.
Because what we do, we look at what we consider net revenue, and the reason for that is, if say we're working with a family and they have a cemetery plot, but they need to pay the cemetery $1,500 to actually perform the burial. We might put that on our contract. They pay us and they pay the cemetery. Or when a death occurs and a family wants 10 certified death certificates, they buy them from the county, and it's $210, but we obtain them. So we would receive the $210 of revenue. We would pay the $210 out. And so what we look at is our net revenue for what we're actually generating in services and merchandise is about $6 million. But there's probably another $1.5 million that actually goes through the bank.
Okay, okay. That makes sense. So yeah, definitely though, within that, so then that's your net, the 7.5?
No, that's gross. The net is about 6.
Oh, okay, net is about 6. Okay, 6 to 6.5. Well, it still definitely falls under the range of what you need.
Okay.
So there's going to be no problems there with the 10 to 15%.
Okay. No, quick question. If, if we were approved for equipment and, say, 2 months from now we found out it's just not going to happen, we don't get the approval, we're pulling the plug on the project, would we then be able to go buy, say, a hearse for $100,000, or would we just not receive the money from the bank?
No, you could do that. What we would just ask you is for the updated invoice. So if you said, okay, we're not going through the crematory, but I mean the retort machine, but we want to get a hearse instead, then we would go ahead and just say, okay, just send us that invoice.
Okay.
And then send us, and it'll also cover, you know, any fees and anything like that. So don't just send us, you know, it's X amount for the hearse. Send us everything for the total cost of what that hearse would be.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So as long as we have that updated invoice and, I mean, yeah, quote, then we can definitely work with you. Because obviously the other components aren't going to change. The only thing that would change is the invoice. And then... And then it might change a little bit based on, like, the type of equipment, because, you know, some things are a little bit better collateral than others.
Sure, or like quantity of it, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it might change slightly, but obviously it wouldn't be, like, something major.
Okay.
Yeah. And then did you say you guys have already looked elsewhere for funding?
We have. We've talked to another bank. I don't know if anything's been processed as far as like a credit inquiry, or if it's been more of just seeing what they can offer. The local bank that we work with for two of our locations.
The Lancaster?
In Lancaster, correct. Mm-hmm. And those two locations, I mean, they're part of the whole business, but it's a small community up there, and we want to support the community whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a bank down here that we can use, and our bank down here doesn't have a branch up there.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay. Okay.
So we're not going to drive to Lancaster to make a
deposit. No, definitely not. So what would happen if you can't get the loan?
Yeah, honestly, we'd probably finance it with cash flow.
Okay. But it just sounds like you don't want to do that right now.
Would prefer not to, because there is seasonality in our business, believe it or not. It's not, you do have busier times and you do have slower times. And
when does that normally happen, the seasonality?
You know, I'd say December to February, that 25 months is probably 30 to 35% of death. And it's a lot of it's driven by how the flu vaccine does. Weather, holidays, accidents. I mean, there's just a whole bunch that goes into it. But we'll have periods in the summer where it's much slower. And so if you look at, you could take any funeral home, and if you look at their kind of first quarter compared to their second or third quarter, you're going to see a difference. And one thing that impacts us from time to time is you do have people that want to pay with life insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll accept that, but it might take a couple of weeks for us to actually get the benefit from the carrier. But in the meantime, we're paying for the casket and all the equipment, et cetera.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. So, you know, I said 6 months bank statements. I think it would be better to do 12 months since a lot of the incoming revenue is during December to February. That way we can get a better picture of what you guys actually look like operationally.
Okay, I think that makes sense. If you looked at the last 90 days, it looked kind of bleak. But if you looked at the 90 before that, so it's kind of like a... I don't know. I don't want to say it's like a bear that gets fat in the winter and then hibernates. It's kind of like that.
I think it does sound like it. It actually makes a lot of sense. I mean, think about all the accidents during the weather and people get depressed around that time.
Honestly, people hold on for a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how it works.
Oh, yeah. Humans are just like resilient. And if they decide I'm going to be here for this amount of time and then just let go, it'll happen.
Absolutely. So I think 12 months would be better too, because we had a phenomenal first quarter, but really the 90 days have been tough in terms of cash flow.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I think it's for a lot of businesses right now. It's not just your industry, because I talk to business owners from so many different ones, and just summer, it's harder. Unless it's like a strictly summer business, things just slow down.
Sure, and I think merchandise, holiday season, you know, Black Friday, all of that. You're going to sell more flat-screen TVs probably in
summer
or
for July. Sure, for sure. Jewelry, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, things just, some people want to buy.
you see it with your business too, where you have periods that you've got more, you know, prospects that you're working with or new clients?
Definitely towards the third and fourth quarter. Because like we're talking about, people at this point need the capital, they want the inventory, they want, you know, to hire new people for the holidays. Just a lot of things happen right before the end of the year, or they're purchasing new equipment to take advantage of 179. So really, so many industries work this way. So yeah.
I don't know if it would have any benefit to underwriting or not, but I think from our perspective, it might. Our goal is to be done with our 2017 budget by about the first week of January, and we do a budget for each individual location as well as one for kind of corporate administrative expenses. And with that, we're going to project what we're going to do, whether it's advertising and promotion, facility maintenance, vehicles. We're going to have some pretty accurate numbers of what we need, I think, sometime in October, because we need that for November.
It wouldn't affect the overall amount, but it would, like, once you get that, you could send it over to me just so we have, like, the game plan of what you want, and if numbers change, if you say, actually, hey, we're looking for a little bit more, can we get approved for a little bit more, and this is why, then it's easier to say, okay, well, they actually know that they need X amount for marketing, this amount for this, this amount for this. So it could help later on, but I would say probably I would say get the approval first and then see if it covers what you need versus doing more work later. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, it totally makes sense. So it sounds like it'll be underwritten for whatever we qualify for, and then we'll have an idea of what we actually need to use.
Yeah, and then, but then if it's not enough, you can do is come back and say, hey, like, we have these extra things, and this is why we're going to use the money, and we have an idea of what this is projected for, what the budget's going to, and, you know, kind of an idea of the return on investment. Then we can say, okay, you know, based on, you know, what you're telling us, then, yeah, maybe we can, we would definitely work with you to see, you know, what else we could do.
Okay, so 12 months of bank statements, 2015 taxes, the one-page application.
I'll send you everything in an email. It's at a.hawkins@angelinomortuaries.com. Angelinomortuaries.com. Perfect. Okay.
And we're honestly, over the next, I'd say, week and a half, really trying to determine what we need in terms of capital to do some of the things that we want.
Okay.
We have started that remodel.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So it's already started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah,
when...
it's funny, if you walk in this building, if you're in the hallway, it looks like you went back in time 40 years, but if you're in the hallway, you feel like you're in a hotel. I mean,
oh,
God, it's one room makes a difference.
Oh, wow, that's actually kind of neat to see.
it's because the business owners prior, they just... And I think you see it a lot with mom-and-pop businesses, but especially something that's more insulated, like a funeral home where you only have a few in an area, they tend to be trapped in a previous era. You're dealing more with older people, less technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 85-year-old's more likely to die than the 26-year-old.
Yeah.
So I think mortuaries just tend to be slower to adapt. And honest to God, I wasn't alive in 1971, but I think it looked like this place.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's dated. It really is.
It sounds like it. It makes sense, though. It makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get the right people and make sure that we have everything really running on all cylinders first, and
mm-hmm.
we do. So
yeah.
It's time to move now.
Definitely. Okay, well, when would be the best time to follow up with you?
I would expect to be able to have application supporting data and all of that probably the week after next.
Okay. Week after.
Possibly
next.
Sooner, but next week they're going to be just a period with a lot of people not here.
Okay.
We've got vacations and things like that, and so I don't want to give you an unrealistic idea.
Yeah. No.
It's one of those things I could have it Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, how about I will follow up with you.
Okay.
Week after next. And then
okay.
In the meantime, if you get it, once you get everything together, you can either email it to me or fax it over to me, whichever is easier. And then
okay.
I will shoot it over to underwriting and let you know within 24, 48 hours,
okay.
what works.
Perfect. Our goal would be to have financing by October 1. So
oh, yeah.
Hopefully that's the schedule we're on.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Definitely realistic. As soon as you get me the stuff, then yeah, we can definitely have it by October 1st.
Okay, sounons good.
All right, cool. Thanks. It was good talking to you, Andrew.
Thanks, you too, Olivia.
All right, bye-bye.